In Britain, banks are being asked to increase their capital and prepare for a systemic crisis, which might include the breaking up of the Eurozone. Time is running out for debt-ridden economies within the European Union to address their problems and avoid a recession. The latest dire warning has come from the Bank of England and the European Central Bank. Here's Europe correspondent Emma Alberici.
In Brussels, there's now recognition that the 17 countries that use the single currency are already in the midst of another credit crunch. The new head of the European Central Bank has warned that time is running out to stop the crisis spreading like a virus around the world. Italy's Mario Draghi wants his fellow Eurozone nations to agree to a new set of fiscal rules to restore credibility to the single bloc.
Companies, markets and the citizens of Europe expect policymakers to act decisively to resolve the crisis. It is time to adapt the euro area design with a set of institutions, rules and processes that is commensurate with the requirements of monetary union.
British banks are being told to create a financial buffer to protect themselves against the economic storm clouds coming in from the Eurozone. Prime Minister David Cameron said the situation had gone from bad to worse.
If the euro fell apart, what you would see is a very steep decline in the economic, in the GDP, the economic growth of all countries in Europe.
British banks are owed $11 billion by Greece, $25 billion by Portugal, both are dwarfed, though, by the debt outstanding from Italy at $72 billion. Ireland owes the UK $138 billion. The Governor of the Bank of England said his country's banks should limit bonuses, stop paying dividends, and ask their shareholders for more capital so they can withstand the shock of the looming crisis. He wants them to do all that without putting the brakes on lending. Contingency plans are now being conceived, he said, to prepare for a breakup of the Eurozone.
The crisis in the euro area is one of solvency and not liquidity. And the interconnectedness of major banks means that banking systems and hence economies around the world are all affected. Only the governments directly involved can find a way out of this crisis. No one who looks at the current position could surely deny that it is extraordinarily serious and threatening, and therefore those with responsibilities to deal with it really do need to take action.
The latest government figures make for grim reading. Britain's being told they'll be worse off in 2015 than they were in 2002. 13 years of little or no economic growth represents the longest period of stagnation since records began in 1961. This is Emma Alberici in London for AM.